I'm Valerie Bonk.
The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied. I'm Acacia Jane.
A first in Maryland program aimed at making it safer to get around in Wheaton. I'm Michelle Morello.
It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The National Weather Service has confirmed Tropical Storm Claudette spawned an EF2 tornado in Alabama. WKRG-TV reporter Gabby Easterwood.
Telling y'all this right here is just, this is insane, insane.
Total devastation to this neighborhood in East Bruton. Residents recalling the moments Claudette rolled in.
Like a train coming and it was just like a loud just whoo. And then when I looked out, you could see it, and it just, like, started popping. Like, it would just hit ground, and it would go up, and it would hit ground, and it would go up.
What seemed like every inch of the area covered in debris, tree limbs, and pieces of people's lives scattered.
12 people have died in this storm, including 10 in an interstate crash. Diplomats are working to reinstate a nuclear deal with Iran, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it hinges on Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini.
He's the guy ultimately who will make the decision about whether Iran accepts the constraints on its nuclear program that will ensure that it does not get a nuclear weapon. That's what we are testing right now. That's what our diplomacy is all about. And we are determined to prevent Iran from ever acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Sullivan on Fox News Sunday. COVID's not stopping Americans from traveling. CBS's Lilia Luciano is at LAX.
Americans are starting summer on the move, crowding freeways and filling up flights.
How does it feel? Amazing. I'm so excited to go.
Nearly 1.9 million travelers took to the skies Saturday, now that the European Union's 15-month ban on U.S. travel is over.
It's very freeing. Feels like everything is very optimistic right now.
Top travel demand is strong, with two-thirds of Americans planning a summer trip. And if you're going to Europe, Germany just opened up to travelers coming in from the U.S.
India is now dealing with black fungus. The country has reported more than 28,000 cases so far. The mold is commonly found in manure and decaying fruits and vegetables. A crash at a pride parade in South Florida was not an attack.
According to police, the 77-year-old driver had ailments preventing him from marching. Police adding the man has cooperated with their investigation. The president of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus, which was participating in the parade, said in a statement the driver, as well as the victims, were all a part of the chorus family, adding that he does not believe this was an attack on the LGBTQ community.
That's CBS's Mola Lenke. Astronauts have arrived on China's space station for the first time, kicking off a three-month mission. China hopes to complete the CSS next year. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 103, Monday, June 21st, 2021. 76 degrees, going up to 93. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia continue to investigate a triple homicide. Those who live nearby say the family was planning for a celebration when tragedy struck Saturday.
The bodies of an adult and two children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue, and police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her two children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old, and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up, probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the three victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied by the U.S. Patent and Trade Office.
According to multiple reports, the office denied the team's application due to the generic geographic nature of the request and because of previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who's the legal owner of the Washington Football Club. The team applied for the trademark last year after deciding to remove its former name, which many people considered offensive. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The Washington football team has until December 18th to file a response to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
There are new details on a crash that stopped traffic
on westbound U.S. 50 for 2 hours Saturday night. Annapolis police say one of the drivers was wanted in connection with a murder. On Saturday afternoon, officers found 39-year-old Erica Benora beaten and dead inside of an apartment during a welfare check. Her car was also missing. Later that day, police found Benora's car being driven by the suspect who led them on a miles-long chase from Anne Arundel into Prince George's County. The person of interest then crashed the car into the back of a tractor trailer at around 7 p.m. on U.S. 50 westbound before Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police say the suspect is now recovering in the hospital and will be questioned. Montgomery County bicyclists are celebrating the official opening of a first-of-its-kind project they believe will save lives.
The Protected Bike Lane pilot project has changed the look of a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County, putting the stretch from Arcola Avenue to Amherst Avenue in the Wheaton downtown on a road diet.
Went from 3 lanes on each side to 2 lanes on each side with a protected bike lane.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says next, the State Highway Administration will study the 1 1/3 mile stretch of road for 4 to 6 months to see how much it's used.
If they think that this is a success, they will pilot this in other road segments in the county.
Gray's enthusiastic to see this step, which he believes will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan, a goal of eliminating serious and fatal collisions on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It's a popular and cheap way for residents and tourists alike to get around the nation's capital. So the District Department of Transportation has extended the deadline for you to have your say about proposed DC circulator route changes.
The comment period now ends Friday, June 25th. Officials say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
It's 107.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Trying to understand different roofing prices can be confusing. There's the way too low price. I mean, you immediately don't trust it. Then there's the way too high price. It almost makes you fall out of your chair. And then there's the roofing price that's just right. Not too high, not too low. It's the Goldilocks price. It's perfect. At New Look, we offer perfect pricing. And we do it with TPT, Total Price Transparency. We give you line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have chosen New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and qualify for zero interest financing. It's roofing pricing that's